The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook. With the most comprehensive and probably what is the most important, effective, and cost-effective tools to carry your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, you're an entrepreneur getting ready to launch a business, you own a 50-location car dealership, you're a franchise owner or a dealer, and you are ready to take your business to the next level, we want to coach you through every play from financing ideas, website tips, marketing, advertising, to employees. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today, we're going to be outlining the cost, the true cost of pay-per-click. And I know this is a very touchy subject to a lot of business owners. We are recording our show today for scheduling issues, so we're unable to take your live calls. However, if you have any comments or questions about this program, you can obviously email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We give that email out on every program. Again, that email is info@videobroadcastservices.com if you have any questions about today's program. A little bit about us. We have found a way, an effective way, an affordable way to allow your business to buy your marketing versus leasing it, which is what most of us do. The success of our business is based on a strategy and a formula that we put together that is creating a lot of success for our clients for their online presence and their marketing. From websites to traffic and retention, we have a complete different approach to business. Think old school Main Street versus tech today. So without further ado, let's bring in my co-host or my cohort, as I like to refer to him as, Kyle Klaus. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be on partnering crime. Whatever works, it's all good. You know, we're here to make businesses better and help them along the way. Because I, you know, in the conversations we've had with businesses, you know, they are experiencing some struggles, and so it's important that we're able to take our experience and knowledge that we've gained and kind of helped disseminate that and get people on the right path.
Right, Kyle, and we have to come out in full disclosure right now. We're experimenting with doing live, video podcasts of our program, and we've been experiencing some technical difficulties, which is not on our end. It appears to be on Google Hangouts end, and we hope to get that resolved. Another reason why we are actually recording the program today, plus we've got some scheduling issues for our normal 11 o'clock top of the hour broadcast. So we do apologize, but again, you are able to email us any questions, any challenges that you're having with your business. We'd love to hear from you, or if you'd like to be a guest on our program, we'd love to hear from you as well. Again, we can be reached via phone at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. But we are talking about one of my favorite subjects today, which is the true cost of pay-per-click. And I'm really excited about this program because I know that this is a huge, huge thorn in every business owner's side. And I can tell you one appointment I had this week, the woman explained to me that she is tired of playing the Google game. And I know exactly what she means. Kyle, do you know what she means by that?
I think it goes along the lines of what we were talking about earlier, a couple of shows ago, where we were talking about people that continue to do the same things over and over again and just can't kind of break free from what they were doing. And they get stuck in a rut. And they think, oh, I've spent $5,000 to $10,000 already. I might as well keep spending that money, and hopefully it will change. But you know, we all know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, and expecting a different result when it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's just one of those things where, you know, a lot of business owners are using pay-per-click to get that top ranking. But can you talk to the listeners about the light switch effect that those types of practices have and what the end result is of that?
Yeah, so the light switch effect really comes into play you're paying money into this type of marketing, and the light switch turns on and everything's working. You're getting, you know, people are going to your website, they're finding your ads on pay-per-click at the top. But then when you stop paying, that immediately the light switch goes off and your website disappears. So you've got to constantly continue to pay into your marketing, and it goes along the lines of what you were talking about, Marcia, where you've brought up the good analogy of, you know, are you leasing your marketing or are you purchasing your marketing? When you're doing pay-per-click, you're basically leasing it. Once you stop paying, that goes away. It's not yours. It's not yours to maintain and to keep. And that's why it's so much more effective having an organic approach to your marketing.
Absolutely. We talk about that, and I talk about in the intro of each program, that really is the cornerstone and the basis of our business. We allow business owners to actually purchase their marketing long-term as opposed to that ongoing, every month, endless cost that businesses are incurring. So, yeah, that's really what happens. You know, when you buy a car, when you buy a car, you own it once you stop making, you know, once you complete the payments, you own that vehicle. On a lease, when the lease is up, you stop paying, but va-voom, the car goes away. And that's essentially what happens with every form of marketing that you're doing. And with the onset and the debut of video coming into the fold for 80%, excuse me. All that weight makes me just has me choking.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just laughing because our listeners don't realize we had such a difficult time with the video thread that I guess I just was really overexcited about that. So anyways, what I was saying is that when your lease is up and you stop the monthly payments and the car goes away, everything does. Every single form of advertising that you're doing right now, that is essentially what the effect is. With the exception of a couple of different things that I can think of, but most of those, if not all of them, are essentially driving traffic away from your website, not to your website. So, and we'll talk about that in depth a little bit later about third-party traffic and what the negative effect is on your business. But the true cost of pay-per-click is that you really have to keep upping the ante. So there really is, you know, you really don't know what your cost is going to be until people start clicking through it. Yes, you do set a budget, and I understand that. You set a budget. When your budget is exhausted, you can choose to shut that campaign off. However, I know business owners that I've talked to, they're afraid to shut it off. They're afraid of what's going to happen when they take that position from Google off the table. A lot of business owners fail to realize that YouTube is the second largest search engine. We really hammer that home on every single program that we broadcast that we have. But a lot of business owners have failed to recognize that. And, you know, if you're only focusing on Google, you're really only 50% in the game. You really have got to tend to the whole concept of YouTube as a search engine as opposed to just a place to watch a video. So, Kyle, in terms of the third-party traffic, can you explain to our listeners why that is so detrimental from harvesting that traffic and pushing it over to third-party websites? Maybe give the analogy of what a car dealership does, since we're so well-versed on that, and really how that really impacts them and why they really don't want to do that, and what the short-term and the long-term effect of that is.
Sure. Well, it's a lot like, you know, think in terms of sending someone over to another website in order to purchase your product or finally get in contact with you. We're constantly talking about roadblocks and eliminating as many roadblocks as you can. So there's a twofold negative effect when you're sending someone or you know, driving traffic over to a third-party website or sending traffic to them. First and foremost, you're building out their website. And you're optimizing their website, not your own. And secondly, you're adding an additional roadblock in front of your consumer, so they have to go to that website to finally get over to your website. And so you're putting that ultimate roadblock in front of them, and with you, which is detrimental to the overall conversion. And in the end, all it's doing is frustrating your consumer.
Right. Many times when we are doing a consult with a potential client, a lot of them will say, well, you know, I don't want to advertise on your website. You know, I get that a lot, and that's not what we do. But with that said, I kind of have to kind of laugh about that a little bit, because they're quite comfortable driving their traffic over to Yelp or Superpages or AutoTrader or Cars.com or Edmunds or any of those, and yet that's essentially what they're doing. They have credibility, and I get all that, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to put all my ads on AutoTrader. And not to pick on AutoTrader, it's a great service, but it's a short-term means to advertise your inventory. The other issue I take with third-party websites is that you're putting your potential sale into the eyes of your, you know, competitor. So why would you want to harvest that traffic, pay for that traffic, and then hand-deliver them over to your competitors? Think about this. 99% of all consumers will Google a business after they hear, see, or read an ad. So essentially, if you're discounting the importance of having an impressive online presence, you're essentially, in some cases, doing radio and TV specifically for your competitors. Because if they're popping up in the search engines and you're not, what is going to happen? Those consumers are not going to go to the third and fourth page of Google to find your business because they heard your ad. They see Toyota for sale, they're going to click through the path of least resistance, if you will. So it really is important to understand, and I think that unfortunately pay-per-click is that instant gratification type mentality, which I think gets us all into trouble all the time, regardless of what we're talking about. We really have got to get back to the way we were before. You know, with our parents' generation, if you will, where everything was done with a degree of time and you earning your stripes, so to speak. You have to earn your stripes within the search engines. You can't force it unless you're willing to pay for it. But that is such a short-term strategy for a long-term goal, which is to create a steady flow of traffic over to your business and your website. So we really want to get people thinking about, I get it why people do it, and I understand it, but talk about an endless pit of just, you know, dumping money. You're going to pay for that click whether they buy a car from you or not. I had one car dealership tell me that in 1 month, on one dealership, they spent $20,000 in 1 month and did not sell one car from that. So while I get it, and it does at times, accomplish the goal. It is a very, very, very short-term strategy. Kyle, you know, when we talk about this, you know, typically, what is a business owner to do? I mean, how does a business owner go about establishing a pay-per-click budget? I mean, and I know where I'm going with this. I'm sure you do too. But you've got to know how to navigate that campaign in order to be able to effectively pull it off as well.
Yeah, it really comes down to, what's difficult is it's hard to set a budget. How many times have we been into a dealership and they said, you know what, we completely went over our pay-per-click budget. We just blew our budget out of the water. And the reason being is that, you know, you're given these values set. Every time someone looks at pay-per-click, you know, there's a price, you know, there's a cost per click range, anywhere from 50 cents all the way up to $3.50 per click. And what does everyone always look at and pay and base their budget off of? the 50-cent value. But what happens is when other companies come in and they start bidding on those same pay-per-clicks, those same keywords, and they're much more competitive than yourself, all of a sudden that drives the cost of pay-per-click up. And that's what makes it so dangerous and detrimental, is that you have to always look at the max amount for each cost per click and base your budget off of that, and then you'll quickly realize, you know what, this is not a smart way to spend my money.
Yeah, it's really like standing at a craps table, if you ask me. I just think it's just a crazy way to try to run your business. But I get it. You know, people fall in love with whatever the darling of the moment is, and they just latch onto it, as opposed to thinking, you know what, there's multiple ways to skin a cat, and you really have got to find a way that's going to be cost effective for your business. And, you know, you may not get the tangible results right out of the gate, but long term, you are going to be miles ahead of your competition when you invest in your marketing long term, as opposed to just throwing money down the toilet every month after month. And that's just it. I another thing that I hear a lot when I go in to visit with potential clients is, and this just kind of grabs my attention right away, is they all say the same thing. Yeah, I know I need it, but I don't understand it. I know I need to get a little bit better about my online marketing, but I just don't understand it. They understand radio, they understand TV, they understand print. The internet has become such an anomaly for most business owners. It's just such a puzzle. It's things that, you know, that go on with the internet that keep business owners up at night, because they know they need it, they don't understand it, they don't have time to learn it, and they're tired of people coming in and selling them the latest and greatest, and then boom, they sell it to the competitors, and it ends up not working for them. And it goes back to what I asked you just a few minutes ago, Kyle. How does one go about establishing what that budget is going to be when you don't know how many clicks you're going to get? And you're right. Somebody else comes in and tries to buy that position, they run it up. It's Wall Street run amok for pay-per-click. You know, that's what I equate it with. It's about getting that stock tip, you know, 20 days too late. And by that point, you know, you can't make any money on it. In fact, you might lose money on it. So it's really important to, when you're thinking about whether or not you want to do pay-per-click, and I understand why people do it, but it is such a short-sighted strategy that you can never recoup your money back on. And once you spend the money, it is gonzo. You know, there's just no way to recoup that money back. And, you know, I hear time and time again that people do not like the fact that it is so expensive, but yet they really don't understand another way of doing that. And, you know, I know for us, we you know, kind of promote ourselves as the long-term solution for pay-per-click, because we really are. We're long-term thinkers. We would rather a client buy their marketing as opposed to leasing it and really creating that permanent online lead sales funnel that they need, as opposed to just this endless pit of spending, you know, money month after month after month. But I get it. But you really, in business, you cannot be a short-term thinker. I think that's probably the biggest mistake business owners make, is everybody thinks it's going to be instant. For example, how many startups, Kyle, have we had to turn down in terms of working for them with the video marketing, because they spent all their money building a website, and they just assumed once the website came up, they would have the traffic. And how many times we've had clients ask us, hey, you know what, that's great that you were able to get 300 views on our video about, you know, our auto dealership. And, you know, the way we structure our business is everything we do as a cause and effect and an end result. And it's kind of funny, because they will set these campaigns up, and we'll have a client call us and say, you know, but could you go in and buy me 10,000 views? Can you explain to our listeners what buying views on your video does for your video?
Yeah, I mean, it's really counterintuitive, simply because not only are you risking having your channel being shut down and Google penalizing you for that, so if you have a lot of, you've done a lot of videos and then you started buying views on all your videos, you always run the risk of them shutting down your channel, and they hold full rights to that. Everything that we upload to YouTube, they own at that point. It's not owned by the company, but YouTube owns that. So they reserve the right to shut your channel down at any time. So not only do you run the risk of that, which is probably the biggest, that would be the main risk that someone would run into. But also there's the, there's the effect that, what you're doing has to have an end result. And buying a bunch of bot views or fake views on your YouTube channels is really just wasting money. It has no end result to it, and there's no benefit to doing something like that.
Right, and I think that the biggest myth about that is that people really think that those are actual people. And what you look at is the analytics on that, and those views are coming from Romania, Poland. They're not coming from the United States. So if you're a car dealer and you want me to buy views for your videos, and a lot of companies do that, you are not going to sell a car off those views. There's just no intrinsic value to buying views for your videos. But we get that a lot. A lot of people want to know, like, hey, can you get my, especially from startups where they're looking for that quick hit. And again, it's the psychology of it. Much like pay-per-click being that instant gratification of the traffic, and you might get some inquiries, but, you know, you've really got to look at as whether or not you're actually selling cars or facelifts or dental implants or whatever it is that you're trying to sell and market your business for, your product or service. You've got to be thinking long term. So short term, it may do it, but you need a long term strategy. Unless your checkbook is endless and you do not mind spending that money, and you don't care that when you shut the campaign off, all of that advertising has been put to bed. So that's just one way of looking at it. In terms of the startups, they think if they build a really fancy website, and which I think is a great idea, but you also need to have, you've got to have a fully optimized website. And I would say, one way of checking that out is if you're going to hire someone to build your website, go look at their website. Make sure their website is optimized. Make sure their website is receiving traffic. Make sure that they are a product of their service, so that you can then understand that what you're going to be getting is the same thing. But building a website does not equate into having traffic come over to your website. And that's why I believe a lot of people take the shortcut of doing the pay-per-click or buying views or whatever. But that it's all perception, and it's not true traffic. So if you're really looking to build your business online and you're really looking to come up with a comprehensive plan, you need to partner with a company that understands how to go about that, knows how to go about helping you earn your stripes online, how to run an effective YouTube channel, how to run an effective social media campaign, and how to show you that pay-per-click, while short-term, and if that's something that you need to do, we support that, but only if you have it under-supported and bridged with a long-term strategy, and that's kind of where we come in. We're all about buying your marketing as opposed to buying your traffic and leasing your traffic. We want to make sure that what we provide is something that's going to be tangible, something you can actually see, and something that's actually going to deliver the end result, because that's, we're all about results. And if you're doing practices right now and you're not receiving the results that you need to remain profitable, we talked about this on a show the other day. You've got to know when to shift gears, and a lot of business owners simply don't have that mindset. And I think that kind of goes along with it, Kyle, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that, about having that mindset of knowing when you need to kind of push away from that that practice and shift gears, and why the big question or the big answer is why many can't.
Yeah, they get into the that rut where, like we were talking about earlier, they start spending money and they can't stop spending money. They're at the craps table and think, man, if I throw down one more time, this is going to be it. And it never happens that way. And so you really have to be able to look at what you're doing, move, adjust, and calculate where you know the direction that you're heading into, and be able to make educated decisions based off of real solid data. And that's what allows you to make really great decisions about your business and your, and the marketing and the direction that you're heading.
Absolutely. And that really is, you know, fundamentally what you need to think about. You know, it's okay to inject a short-term strategy like a pay-per-click campaign, but you've got to be thinking more long-term, or that is going to be the endless pit and possibly the downfall of your business. Again, thanks for tuning in. We wanted to, do a brief program about the cost of pay-per-click, and we are happy to take a look at what you're doing and really, give you an unbiased opinion of where your online marketing is going. We love doing it. It's what we specialize in. And, of course, we're happy to show you a little bit about what we do, but it's really about getting you to think differently, take action, and make sure that you have your marketing toolbox and your tools in it as sharp as they can be, cutting edge as they can be, and more importantly, the most effective. So thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. Again, this was a rebroadcast. We did have some scheduling conflicts today, but we, of course, want to stay in front of our listeners to give you the most comprehensive and most informative information that we have. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you found this useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program or share a concept or idea, product or service, with our listeners, we would love to hear from you. Our number, 888-996-9697, or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan, the Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.